Well, hello. Next boo in line, still in Sheffield, although mobile today. Remarkable 24 hours since the last boo. I hadn't realised the last time I was speaking to you, but I had in fact lost my wallet at that point. And consequently, when I did find out, having reached for it to pay my lunch bill yesterday, subsequently finding it wasn't there, sparked a 3-hour period of fairly intensive searching and hysteria, perhaps, is probably too strong a word, but certainly not managed to mislay my wallet for 25 years, and I don't have a contingency plan for it, I've just discovered. But it's remarkable how the kindness of strangers means so much when you're in that predicament. I couldn't pay for my lunch in the cafe. I didn't have any means of identification other than a business card, yet the owner, Jonty, was very willing and happy to take that from me and just say, and said, come back and pay when you can. I retraced my steps, went in all the shops I'd been into and so on, couldn't find it, so rang my business personal banker, Matthew, who's down in Hertfordshire, and within 10 minutes he'd not only cancelled the cards that were in my wallet, both business and personal, but had found the local branch of the Royal Bank of Scotland to me in Sheffield and arranged for me to go in there, and on the strength of some verbal ID, make a sum of money available to me so I could put some petrol in the car and pay my hotel bill and continue to eat for the next few days whilst I'm up here, which was remarkable in itself. But then an hour and a half later, a charming lady called Rosa rang me to say that she'd found my wallet and would I be able to come and pick it up, which I've just done at 5:20 on Thursday. So Rosa herself couldn't manage to make the meeting because she was busy, but her mother came, a very charming lady in her 70s who was impeccably honest and decent, and I'm just kind of lost for words for her care and for Rosa's efforts in both finding it and contacting me. And if I say not a hair was out of place in the wallet, I mean that absolutely literally. It was as I would have taken it out of my pocket that moment. So I've thanked her profusely and made a little token gesture to her as a gratitude. I've been back to see Jonty in the cafe, and I've also spoken to Matthew in the Royal Bank of Scotland. Sorry, got cut off in the middle of that because I'm obviously recording this on an iPhone and someone rang me. So so I've made my amends and said my sincerest thanks to all the people involved, and I'm now reunited with a wallet that is completely as it was when I dropped it yesterday. I think talking to Rosa about the circumstances, it was clearly either in my lap or fell out of my pocket as I exited the car parked on the roadside in Sheffield yesterday, and that's where they found it. And although it was absolutely torrential rain yesterday afternoon at that point, the wallet is in immaculate condition, so they must have found it very quickly and kept it dry. You know, all's well that ends well. I've just got sticky 4 or 5 days when I've got to rely on cash, as I've cancelled my cards now and I don't have access to any other funds at the moment. So I think a few mates might be getting a call and getting tapped up for 50 quid for the next week. But you know, remarkable story, and remarkable honesty from two lovely ladies, Rosa and her mother, whose name I didn't get. So thanks to them. Thanks to Jonty at Jonty's Cafe on Charavale Road. Recommend it highly for the food and for the impeccable service and trust. And all in all, if I can paraphrase that slightly more famous fellow, all's well.